Howdy, howdy, everybody. We are here coming up to September 7th, the deadline. Fairly soon. Last chance to get the deals that we got for the quant analytics, be it the monthly or annual. Up to you. Don't take it. That's up to you. Anyways, I just want to show you again what's going on here. The different Telegram channels that we have. This one, basically it's all new data I've shown. These are the movers right now. The market's fairly quiet. I shouldn't say quiet, but it's about just under 0.5% right there. That's the risk on or weighted moving average among all the top 13 coins over the last hour. So when you look at this, you can see that we have two coins that are moving. Algo and KSM. So here's KU's KSM. Somewhat moving. That's on an hourly. One day. You can see here we got some pretty big bars. So again, just to give you an example here, which we always go back around July 21st this time. Price here at 165 to 396, so it's clearly doubled and getting stronger as time passes. So that's just one current example in real time. The next one we have is Algo, and here you can see that big jump. Let's just give you an example here. So September 1st, remember, this is a week now, so it's roughly at $1.02, and it's now at $1.49. So in a week, you got a 50% return on this current coin. Name me an asset that gives you that anywhere. They don't. So those are some of the coins that are moving right now. Okay, so in the signal data that I've added last week, which is pretty helpful, we have here some technical analysis done on these. So here for Algo, we can see here we have a bullish candle, a bearish, and another bullish on the 4th. And this is where you gotta kinda go, well, do I take the trade or not based upon this data? Currently we have 9 bars that are positive. So it's building support, but you can see the chart right now, it's more than that. Here's the other question you ask yourself. I've talked numerous times about the RSI being over 70, and it's now at 77, so it's really pushing it up. So I think with that, we will soon see a pullback. Here, the momentum's supposedly not so strong, but again, I'll let you decide. And the other thing I've talked about in past videos is a spreadsheet which Algo is not part of. So this is one of those coins that just comes out of nowhere and does really well. And the other thing that makes it even worse is there's no moving average cross buy or sell. So what do you do? Welcome to the world of crypto. Well, just generally trading too. So we have here now, when you look at the 1 hour, it's still pushing up, very strong. But again, we can always do our day trading right here. If you're working with a platform that connects into, my case is Kraken, Kraken data here in the platform with MotorWave, all good. Now let's look at KSM. So this is happening right now in real time. Okay, this is what's moving right now. You can see again here a few days ago, this coin has just jumped up like in a crazy way. We're talking August 29th. Okay, I see an open here, 305. And a high of 420. So one day, it's gone up over 25%. It's held its own here. But let's see how the hourly move is doing. Same pattern here. August 31st there, you can see that big move has gotten kind of choppy. But what do the technicals say in all this? Okay, so here we have a bullish candle, but back in August 28th. So you imagine if you picked up that move, okay, in around here, okay, you got that, but then you knew that this was going to move, man. Like, you're talking in one day, 50%. Doesn't happen a lot, but it's just unreal that we can get these kind of moves and we can kind of get early, potential early detection on that. As in this case here, as I said, on the 28th of August. So under there, the RSI was at 67. Momentum's not too bad at 1.42, but it does get higher and better. Again here, this coin is not in that spreadsheet, the crypto rank, but it has been climbing over the last 3 hours. You can clearly see why. Just roughly here. So it's just you choose if that's something you want to do. But here is what's going to save you right there. Valid, recent, moving average, cross sell. Okay, so that will prevent you from taking that trade. Also, we have here the, if you are interested in both the stop loss and take profit. So, knowing that we have that sell here, okay, don't take it. I've gone through, and I'm going to show you a bunch now of the batch report as well. It's generated every couple hours, and we know we're going to start seeing the market start to dip, and I'll show you why. Okay, what you're looking at here is the latest files, or sorry, coins that are currently supposedly trading. One thing I noticed here is when you start to see WBTC as a top pick, usually that coin is a defensive coin, kind of like a stable coin. But let me show you what I mean. Let me close this out. We've had amazing, amazing returns. Look at this, Ethereum over the last day. Well, that's in the last few days. Okay, so here with Ethereum, we're looking at what's opening there at open at 1785. Okay, and that coin is now more than doubled at 3944. How do you miss these runs? Okay, I don't know why people focus on mainstream instruments. This is unreal. You could have traded this and doubled your money, okay, in a very short period of time. And we do see pullbacks here. But from time to time, as I showed you with Algo here, that's making money right now, okay, on an hourly basis. That's your daily. Okay, so you'd be making money right now knowing about that. All right, so we have some more updates here, it looks like. The same coins, so no big deal there. So let's go through that report as I was going through WBTC. Now, in my case, I'm going to show you at my end. These coins do get updated every 3 hours in the Telegram channel. And I want to show you WBTC. Okay. Not a lot of volume in this coin, okay? WBTC, Wrapper Bitcoin. Performance has been excellent. So this just got listed here back in August 2nd, 38,512. Look where it's at right now, $52,000. Ain't that crazy? But you can see here all the gaps. So this is more like a buy and hold. If you're going to do that, just stick with Bitcoin, folks. Okay? Like it, this is good performance, but you definitely need a coin similar to Bitcoin that will give you performance. Okay? Really, really important that, to know that. Anyways, let's run that test just to see what it says. So here, we're going to do that WBTC. See what it comes up with. Now, this is powerful information. It's essentially doing all your technical analysis in how long? Let's see here. Helps to spell. Okay, so let's time it. Right now, 22:24. Now, to do the same analysis manually could take you a couple hours, maybe an hour, to get you this kind of information right now, okay? Now, you can see here what it's pulling up. You can see here that it says that the price is climbing over the last 3 hours. Last 24 hours, we did have a moving average cross buy, which is looking good, okay? Now, here's where you kind of go, okay, should I get excited or not? You can clearly see here we have a Marabuzu. I do like those Marabuzus. That was 2 days ago. Another bullish same day, and another bullish signal on the third. As I said, I've shown you, you can see the result. It's up 52,000 or something. Okay. So that's looking pretty good right now. Okay. So again, you saw how fast it took to get that type of analysis. So it's a good looking coin. But I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't use that coin because next coin that comes up is, which is it? What coin do you think it is? Okay, so again, you get this data. Look at this coin, Bitcoin. Well, yeah, we got a recent buy signal here. Really strong trend, okay? It is pushing beyond that upper range of 236 on the Fib. We do have that bullish signal on the 4th. Now, again, what matters is when Bitcoin reaches 70, okay? That's what happens when the momentum starts to flatten out, and that's what we're seeing, like so, okay? That means it's going to peak, okay, because it's hit that 70. I've said it time and time again. This is the fifth time, probably, I've seen this last set of patterns. We got a really good run-up since late August. You see that reversal right there? Boom. And we're talking 48,000 to 53,000 rough. So you got a $5,000 run, which is probably a 10% return in a matter of a few days. So let's look at that with Bitcoin. So let me pull that up. So now you start to wonder why Bitcoin is better than WBTC. Okay? You're better off just to put your cash in a Bitcoin. Okay, that's really, really important. So, I always forget about this XBT. All right, so here we go. Really good run, okay? From 30,000, okay, July 20th to 52,000. Again, name me a coin that does that. And people go, oh, it crashes, it's so volatile. A Nimrod would say that, okay? But when you look at this kind of run and doubling your money and just focus on those times, you'd be doing really well. But of course, you know, idiots that they are, let them. But we could save ourselves a lot of time here by doing the same thing that we're doing here. Okay? Remember we talked about the RSI? For pullback, that's what we're getting right now. Okay, this one's a little more accurate here. Here you go. So this is what's happening. So we have a pattern here, a candle pattern, a candle pattern on yesterday. So it's building support. 9 out of 12 are profitable. But here's the key. Here's that key, folks. This right here, the RSI, 68. So what's going to happen is it's going to start to move up. And you can just see it right there. That little red bar is when it hits 70. So do you really want to buy that? Even though it says you're getting a buy signal here in the last 24 hours. Okay, let me just show you that again. Now, when I say that, let me go into hourly. See, we're getting some nice run up here since, I guess, the beginning of September. Starting to not go down. It's not a pullback. You can see this last run up was a pullback, went sideways, ran up, and then it went sideways. So the last run up was sideways. It didn't really pull back at all. It only took this pullback here on the what day is that? 7 a.m. Sorry. Yeah, it fully recovered within a few hours, like 4 or 5 hours. So, yeah, I mean, that just shows you it's now, this is what's happened with Bitcoin and probably Ethereum as well. Bitcoin is starting to run up like it did in early October. We are expecting this coin to move very quickly. The momentum's there now, okay? Momentum is there now. Check it out. How do I know? That momentum right there, it's 700. Okay, so even if you were to buy and hold this sucker, you do okay. But we're now going to start working on our futures bot that we had last year that brought in, I hope you're sitting down, from 16,000 when Bitcoin was 16,000. Let's go back to the monthly chart here. Right here, you can see the value of Bitcoin was around 4,370. Okay, so along comes November. Let's see here. So November, you see here there, March last year, 7,000 roughly, and it started to build up. By September, it was at 9,000. So that's like pretty close to 50% return in a very short period of time. And just right here, October, 11,000. Next month, around 12,000, and so on. And when we got in here with that futures bot, it went up all the way up to March with full Bitcoin. And again, this is the theoretical. But theoretically, it went from 16,000 to 1.2 million. I think it went up to 2 million. I can't remember. But it was a huge run up quickly because it was trading that much, but it was in the futures market. So when you get those kind of modes, you can expect this to go crazy. And you're at the lowest point right now, price-wise, to get on that analytics up. It's going to go up 25% in the next couple hours. And you'll miss out. I won't. Okay, I will not do that. I'm putting another $500 into my account to trade all that in coming days. So that's my high priority right now. Now, the thing is, it's the futures market. So make sure that you can trade in a jurisdiction that you're allowed to have access to the futures with Kraken, because they just banned it where I am. But they didn't ban it in Quebec. So I'm going to set up an account there to get that enabled, and then update my record on Kraken so I can get back access to the futures market. Now, if you're in the States, UK, you might have problems. And I've talked about this in past webinars. If you were part of that conversation and you're smart, it's not too late. But you can get a foreign corporation set up in Dubai. It's going to cost you $6,000, but you'll get a residential card. And you can use that residential card and an address in Dubai to get access to the futures market. Okay, so that's one trick. But again, as more people jump on this, companies setting up these foreign corporations, especially in Dubai, it does get more expensive as day moves, as time marches on. So long you stay on the sidelines, everything to get access to this will go up. Now, one last thing I better mention here politically. We're all screwed. I mean, when you look at the censorship going on YouTube, Facebook, that's why I'm on Rumble, because I can't talk about this sort of stuff, especially crypto. I've been with a big warning a few months ago, so everything's now been on Rumble. By the end of the day, what I'm saying is this is probably truly our last hurrah at this opportunity, because looking at the U.S. as a leader, look at Australia with the amount of camps and military on the street. I do think we are probably in a very dire situation, and our future's not looking good. So as a result, this could be our last opportunity as a little guy to make real good money in multiples. If you want to miss out on that, it's up to you. I don't care. I would like, if you want to join, that's great. I can help you, hopefully. But if not, you sit on the sideline, man. Maybe, you know, some people might throw you some crumbs down the road. We'll leave it at that. And you can see that recovery is really good on Bitcoin as well. So there's that for Bitcoin. So let's go back to what we're doing. Now, would I buy into Bitcoin? I mean, look at that latest bar there. It's just moving up. I think we can throw out this notion of the RSI, because the momentum is getting stronger. And we're going to switch from RSI to momentum to track that. As I said, let's go on to our next point. All right, so here, what do we have? Waves. Let's look at that. Now, it's not a very exciting coin. You can see here above our 236 level. Here, we got a bullish pattern on the 4th. And we got a dip there. Again, that historical 70 of the RSI dips. Okay. Dips. But look at that. It might be reversing. How do we know? Well, we can run it through the same process as we did before here. And let's see what it says. Now, again, you can get this sort of data on the Telegram channel that you'll get access to. Just got to know how to use it and exploit it. All right, so you can see here, momentum. RSI's at 66. We caught a last candle pattern. But look at this right here. Sell. Moving average, sell. Don't touch it. Moving on to the next coin. Okay, AXS. Now, for those that may not know this coin will make you, I don't know, will give you, let's say, a heart attack. Okay? This is probably your best performing coin, or was before all this crazy run up. AXS, USD. Look at this. Look at that. I mean, we know about Solana. This is the coin that people are not talking about. So we got one day here. This is sometime in July. Look at that. Let's say July 22nd, $22. Peaked over 90 bucks, and now at $79. So it's gone up 4 times. Okay. Well, let's see what it says. Well, let's take a look at the word doc here. Strong, not so strong, steep curve there, but I'm looking for the candle patterns, and we got a whole bunch here. This is what I want to know. Okay, we got a bullish here candle on the 7th, so that's today, and then we got another one 2 days ago, so that's momentum building and continuing to build as we speak. Here's the chart. Doesn't look much, but when you look at Motorway, that's a different story. See here, we had some declines, but yet again, sometimes, just sometimes, we'll get these bars not so wide. Now, it's below the 70, and so on, okay? Looks good, visually. So, running this little thing here, what does it say? Oh, we want ASX. AXS. All right. Very exciting to see what this says. Okay, so we have our recent candles here. RSI is at 62. momentum's not so strong. But look, we have now a sell on that. Knowing that, and you're going to see more of that, sells. So the market is going to drop, it looks like, and it started to drop. Had a big move up there on the 4th, and it's been in decline since. So again, it's another coin, another trade we saved ourselves from. Pretty good. Don't stop to think that all coins are bad. They're not. Here we have this common problem that I've had quite a bit. Decent looking steepness in that curve there in the trend line. Look at this. We had a recent moving average buy. Here's a definite head fake there. Decent little run between that buy and that sell signal. And same the prior here. So now we're in this guessing game of what will happen to this buy signal. Is it worth taking on? Right? So you can see here the timing's at the upper range there, minus all this stuff. But again, look at what we got here. Bullish again on the 7th, and again, bullish. This is really strong. And again, this is for Monero XMR. Okay, so it's looking good, right? So the key here is we're going to look for our RSI 70. It's got some leg room there. And here, the momentum's fairly flat. You can see why for the last 2 days it's been very, well, no price movement. Right? Look at that. There's nothing. 3 days before that, nothing. Let's see what it says. Okay. So this is, this right here, this little process that I've created, that again, you get in the Telegram channel, this will save you time and time again on when to trade and when not to trade. Funny, momentum is negative. How's that possible? How is that possible? Looks like we're putting out too many requests here. Yeah, it looks like our requests have been timed out. I'm going to try again here. Okay, now we're okay. All right, so, well, I find that momentum kind of bizarre, but that's a worry. We've had two bullish signals here on the 3rd of September. Nothing since. Here we have prices climbing the last 3 hours and a valid moving average cross. A buy. All right, so let's look at that. Now this may be worthwhile actually. But again, you have the data. What would you do? Now, again, it comes back to, would you put money into XMR knowing that Bitcoin probably is a better investment, a better trade? We'll come to this. Oh, here we go. So you can see it's been rallying pretty good on the daily. How about in the hourly? Looking good, but it's very choppy. Here's the problem when you try to automate it. You get these run-ups. The bot will pick it up. Looks good. Hangs on it, and then boom, it falls through, and it makes no money. And the thing is that the commission don't help. The 0.16 don't help either. So you have to have some sort of intervention there to kind of say, is it worthwhile to take? Okay, so I just want you to know that. All right, so would I take it? Probably not. It's just too choppy. Next coin. Bitcoin Cash. This thing has been on fire. Look at that. That moving average right there, that buy is still in play. But look, it's closing up now. So I think the sell signal's coming, meaning the opportunity's coming down. So where are we? No signals, no candle patterns. Right there, you can see that negative red there. Now, it may continue, just say no more. But again, you can see that it's always when it hits that 70, that RSI of 70. It always happens. But sometimes, as I said, if the momentum is so strong, it will blow through the 70. But you gotta, when you decide you want to take that chance, you better be watching that really close. Okay, let's look at the see what this thing says. Bitcoin Cash. So we got a candle pattern yesterday, bullish, but the RSI, 71, momentum again is negative. Here we go. No buy or sell. Again, I don't know. Really hard to say. Yeah, let me just pull that up. Bitcoin Cash. Okay. Here you can see it's running up pretty good. But hourly even more granular. It's looking good compared to XMR, but it's been flat here and we got a sell signal, so it could come back down. I wouldn't do it. It's too risky. If I had a bullish signal candle on a reversal, I'd be probably kind of interested in it. So now we have Ethereum. How's this bad boy looking? This is now a pretty good coin. Let's see what it does here. Okay, I'll come back to that in a minute. But it's been very flat, very strong slope there. Blown through that 236 level. What else we got here? Like, you see, it's been flat. Really good looking momentum, though. It's building, but it's been over that 7. That's why this has been happening. Okay? Momentum is building. But look at this. I mean, I would probably, to be honest, feeling better with Bitcoin and some other coins I'll show you, specifically one. But let's see what it says here. So with Ethereum, no patterns here. Momentum, again, it's negative. Yeah, I think we're at the tail end of something, but we have a buy. We have a buy. I don't know. I mean, Ethereum, not saying it's a bad coin, but I would definitely be a little careful there. Uniswap here below the trend line looks good. Really choppy here. We had a recent sell here above the 382 level. It's above the golden upper zone. But look at this. So this is not bad. Bullish on the 4th, two of them. And then a bullish today earlier. It's been flattening out. Wow, it's got some leg room because it's well below RSI 70, zero momentum. Let's see what it says. This is really so helpful. I mean, to be truthful, I think I put more reliance on this process, what comes out of the Telegram channel, than all the charts. But it helps to know that and combine it with the MotoWave. It really makes a difference. All right, so Uniswap detected a couple of patterns again on the 3rd of November. RSI is 55. Momentum is below average. And there you go. That's what stops it right there. That moving average cross sell. Now again, this is not 100%. Right? But really, let's be honest, it's really Bitcoin that drives it all. But let me just pull up Uniswap. Uniswap, okay. Yeah, you can see it's been very choppy. This is hourly. It's slightly declining. I wouldn't touch this at all. I do like these kind of run-ups here, like obviously, but that's at the end of August. So Not the best time right now to get into it. Moving along. So you have Uniswap. I would pass over that. But here, Filecoin. I mean, seriously, $70 run all the way up to 120. I have to show this because I saw this happening last week. Filecoin, I mean, look at that. We're talking about this rise right here. So we're going from open there of $78 and it peaked at 108. How do you miss that? Okay, but let's see what's happening currently with Filecoin. Okay, because that's happening right now with Algo. Okay, that run up. So let's look at Filecoin. See here, it's above the RSI of 73, no candle patterns, and we have a sell. So again, moving along. But it was a good run up on that last one. I would say it was awesome. All right. Filecoin. No need. If I got a sell signal, not today. SNX. Okay. Let's save ourselves some pain and see if it's got a sell signal. Wouldn't it be awesome if you had access to this? Ha ha ha, it's my edge. SNX, I do believe this was another sell signal. So I'm not going to spend. It's right there. Climbing. Oh, I was wrong. We got to buy. Let's check it out. Okay. So with the buy, this coin can do quite well. So there you go. It is got last 3 hours. It has been on an increase. Hourly. Now, are we in early stages of some kind of rally? Looking at this, you would think so. Because see here, some of the bars are not 100% with a lot of volume there. But look at this one last push here. And what we're talking about, let's say August 31st, $11.05. So $14, that's a 20%? That's okay, but not very strong. Comparatively, look at this. Very weak, no steepness at all, very little. Yeah, I don't know. SNX. Why? Okay. So, does have a buy. You could do it if you want. I wouldn't put a lot in. Okay. Next one we have is Qtum. Qtum had a recent sell signal. Let's just save ourselves the pain. Oh. Okay. Okay, here we go. Sell. Okay, RSI is approaching, momentum, not every, some of these coins, not saying that they're bad, it's just the timing's off. Okay, Qtum. Next one we have is, hopefully this will wake you up. Is it? Oh, this is the coin that's been doing amazing. Apparently it's 465% last month. This coin has been on fire. What the coin? Solana. You got buy, boom. Look at this price, boom. Let's check it out. Now, this could be a pump. I don't know. I don't care, to be honest. Here it is. Now, why would you not want to invest in this little guy? Okay, July 20th, $24. What's it at now? 174 dollars, dude. That is on fire. But currently what's happening with Solana. Now remember when I made the statement of that there's better coins? Well, you're looking at it. So, right now, how would you know that this is a good coin to put money into? Not a lot of people are talking about this coin. They like their Doge, but you seen Doge anywhere? No, you don't. But here you go. Candle pattern detected the 1st of September. No buy or sell. Look at this. How do you know it's on fire? Building support, 12 out of 12 are profitable. Bars. RSI is at 87, so that's a pretty high risk coin. But let's look at the hourly. This is the time to invest. September 3rd to the 6th. And it just shot up again. This thing's nothing but there are not dips, but just where good time to buy in and let it run up. In the last run up, we're looking at 140 to 175. That's all in the last 24 hours. That is insane. So you know what coin to put money into. The ones that are questionable, but if there's better coins out there, well, guess what? Okay. So there's our pattern for the second. Been nothing but run up, run up, run up. But here's where I worry about it. It's just been nonstop on this RSI. Will it last? I'll tell you why it will last. Because the HFT shops behind it, Jump and Virtu, are pumping it up. Who cares? Let it go. You can make a lot of money. Okay, so last week I did a webinar and I asked people if DOT, Polkadot, would run up. Well, let's check to find out. Now, the two coins I said that were running up was Polkadot and Solana. And you saw Solana now. So Polkadot, right here, do it again. Let me do it again. So there's lots of coins doing quite well. But which ones are the best? What are the top performers? What will be the ones that will blow up your account? Look at this, DOT. So right here, you can see this big rise here, August 31st. Now, we did our webinar on last here, the night of. So, last Tuesday on the 31st, I said, this coin's going to move. Look what it did. Okay, open, 2605. And what did it move up to? The high is 31. So it added $5 to that coin. So it did 10% move, and it's kind of been choppily, but moving up. Okay, so this thing, this process works. But with this, what I just added is even better. Okay, so let's see what it contains. Do we buy or sell based upon what we know? All right, so here we go. We've got our last candle detected August 30th. Momentum is below average. RSI is exactly at 70. And guess what? We have that sell. So, not today. Okay. Let's see here. One coin that was talked about was Litecoin. You're not seeing it in here. I'm pretty sure it's not in here. Now, another coin that people don't know that has done really well is OMG. So check this one out. All right. So this little guy 3 days ago had a big move up. So let's do an hourly chart. Okay. So let's say right here, in somewhere here. Let's say September 5th. Price $18. No. Sorry, $7 to just over $10. Now it's at $9.52. So that's 30% move. That's pretty good in less than a very short period of time. Again, why would you miss that? So let's see what this says for OMG. It's those 10% movers, man, that will make your life change. And the polka dot one, which is one of them, Solana long term. But these little moves will make a difference. But here we have a sell. So everything's selling, but doesn't look like it. I think it's picked it up because of here, but here it's switching it over. But let's just see. You see, I'm not getting any candles. The momentum's looking good, but let's look at the word thought. Here's our sell signal right there. Not a strong slope. Blown through that 382. Okay. But that's a big run up. Now it's pushed through. That's why we're getting a sell signal right here. But that momentum's still building, which is a shocker. But I think it's because of this big move here. So that's why the momentum's moving. And I wouldn't be surprised, based around FOMO, people are piling in thinking that this coin's going to continue to move up. And it's possible. And here's an example of that. Perfect example. Okay, so now we have Cardano. Okay, I'm gonna show you just again. I should have done this for each coin, save you some time. But with Cardano, okay, with Cardano, this was on fire. Was on fire. I'm not saying it's no good, but it's right now in a holding pattern. Okay, I'm going to show you why. Not the best coin to hold. Okay, not compared to Solana, that's for sure. Right, so here we've got another sell. Okay, one candle pattern 2 days ago or yesterday, which is good. Price is climbing, good. I don't see a momentum comparison, but I do know it's good. But let's look at, so Cardano, okay, Cardano is dipping. Now, again, here's the problem. We had this massive run up, started July 21st. That's the classic reversal point. Hits your peak at 285. So that it started from a run-up of 99 cents. So it's gone up almost three times. Okay, and it hasn't, it stopped peaking at August 23rd, went sideways, and it ran up a little bit, maybe up to $3. So it went up to three times. But look what's happening here. So now trading in this environment, you're not going to make money because the momentum's gone compared to, again, Solana. Okay, it's solid, in this case blue, not, there's very little red there. Okay, so that's why Solana is a better coin. Now Solana, I don't think will dry up, and that's because it's a unique coin where the HFT shops are pumping it. They're not going to stop. If they know that they got literally a bank, a printing press, to give you these kind of returns, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. That's why it's been like this. I mean, $52 to $174, you do the math. That's probably the strongest coin out there. All right, so let's continue along in our Word document. And I think we are close to the end or at it. Okay, yep, we are. So that's pretty well it. Again, this is the process I use to really make a difference now, figuring out which coin's good. And now we can use a platform like MotoWave to put those trades in and do quote-unquote day trading like with any other stock. All right, so get on that deal before it expires. And again, if you need to know where that to go, the best thing to do is very simple. Go to quantlabs.net/shop. Again, quantlabs.net/shop. Like here. very simple. What's going to happen is we got our store here, light bulb products, quant analytics, annual and monthly. This one will, there's the price there, annual. So right now it's been discounted for 50% off. 50% off, now that's going to be cut down as of tomorrow, down to 25% off. This right here, the monthly, currently at $67, will be going up now as of tomorrow, September 7th, up to $97. Okay? So no other people do this sort of educating. Now, if you want to know more about the reports, this one's free, the technical indicators. You can get that for free. Okay, just apply the supplied coupon code if you want to learn more. We're going to end it there. And if that's not good enough, by all means, if you want, just join our email list at quantlabs.net and look for the contact tab at the top. You'll be able to fill in all your details and get logged in and some info sent out to you. Other than that, right here, contact, quantlabs.net, fill all that out. We don't resell your info either. Other than that, thanks for watching. Hopefully you got something out of this, and we shall talk to you later. And hopefully we'll see you on the other side. And don't forget to access our free signals at our chat server, quantlabs.info. Talk to you later.